Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Part 4. Trusts. Understanding the various types of trusts is fundamental for anyone preparing for the bar exam, especially in the context of wills, trusts, and estate planning. Trusts are legal arrangements that provide a flexible method for asset management, protection, and distribution, according to the specific goals and circumstances of the trustor, also known as the settlor or grantor. Below is an expanded discussion of the main types of trusts, focusing on revocable trusts, irrevocable trusts, living trusts, and testamentary trusts, each with its unique characteristics and legal implications. A. Types of trusts: revocable trusts, living trusts. Revocable trusts, commonly referred to as living trusts, are characterized by the trustor's ability to alter or revoke the trust at any point during their lifetime, as long as they remain mentally competent. The primary advantage of a revocable trust is its flexibility. The trustor can modify the trust terms to address changes in circumstances or intentions. Additionally, revocable trusts are used for probate avoidance, as assets transferred into the trust are not subject to the time-consuming and often costly probate process after the trustor's death. They also offer privacy benefits since, unlike wills, they are not public records. However, it's crucial to note that revocable trusts do not offer protection from creditors during the trustor's lifetime, nor do they provide estate tax benefits, as the assets in the trust are still considered part of the trustor's taxable estate. Irrevocable trusts. Once an irrevocable trust is established, it cannot be altered, amended, or revoked by the trustor without the consent of the beneficiaries, sometimes requiring court approval. By transferring assets into an irrevocable trust, the trustor relinquishes ownership and control over those assets, effectively removing them from the trustor's estate. This removal provides significant estate tax planning benefits, as assets in an irrevocable trust are not subject to estate taxes upon the trustor's death. Additionally, irrevocable trusts can offer asset protection from creditors, given that the trustor no longer owns the assets. Irrevocable trusts are often used in advanced estate planning strategies, including life insurance trusts, charitable trusts, and special needs trusts, each designed to achieve specific financial, tax, or beneficiary support goals. Living trusts, revocable versus irrevocable. Living trusts are established during the trustor's lifetime and can be either revocable or irrevocable, as discussed above. The choice between a revocable and irrevocable living trust depends on the trustor's objectives, including control over assets, tax planning considerations, and asset protection needs. Living trusts serve the dual purpose of managing the trustor's assets during their lifetime, providing for continued management in the event of the trustor's incapacity, and ensuring a smooth distribution of assets to beneficiaries upon the trustor's death, all while avoiding probate. Testamentary trusts. Distinct from living trusts, testamentary trusts are created as part of a will and only come into effect upon the trustor's death. These trusts are particularly useful for managing and protecting assets for beneficiaries who are minors, financially irresponsible, or have special needs that require ongoing support and asset management. Since testamentary trusts are part of the will, they do not avoid probate and become part of the public record. The terms of the testamentary trust dictate how the assets are to be managed and distributed by the trustee to the beneficiaries, according to the deceased's wishes. Each type of trust serves different purposes and comes with its own set of legal implications and benefits. Understanding the distinctions between revocable and irrevocable trusts, as well as between living and testamentary trusts, is crucial for effectively incorporating trusts into estate planning strategies. For bar exam preparation, a deep understanding of these concepts is essential, not only for passing the exam, but also for future practice in estate planning and trust administration. B. Creation and funding of trusts. The creation and funding of a trust are pivotal steps that solidify the trustor's intentions and ensure that the trust operates as intended, providing for the beneficiaries in accordance with the trustor's wishes. This process involves meticulous planning, precise drafting, and the formal transfer of assets into the trust. Understanding each step in detail is crucial for anyone preparing for the bar exam, as trusts are a fundamental aspect of estate planning and asset management. 1. Drafting the trust document. The cornerstone of establishing a trust is the trust document, a legal instrument that sets forth the instructions for how the trust should be administered and how the assets within the trust should be distributed to the beneficiaries. This document is essential for several reasons. Legal framework. It provides the legal structure of the trust, including its purpose, duration, and the identities of the beneficiaries. Distribution of assets. It specifies the manner in which the trust's assets are to be distributed among the beneficiaries, including any conditions or stipulations tied to the distribution. Powers and duties of the trustee. It outlines the powers granted to the trustee, as well as their duties and responsibilities in managing the trust assets and administering the trust according to its terms. The drafting of the trust document requires a detailed understanding of the trustor's objectives, the needs of the beneficiaries, and the legal mechanisms available to achieve those goals. This process often involves collaboration with legal professionals specializing in trusts and estates, to ensure that the document accurately reflects the trustor's intentions and complies with state laws. 2. Selecting a trustee. Choosing a trustee is a critical decision that impacts the effective management and administration of the trust. The trustee can be an individual, such as a family member or trusted advisor, or an institution, like a bank or trust company. Factors to consider when selecting a trustee include expertise and experience. The trustee should have the necessary knowledge and experience to manage the trust assets competently and make prudent investment decisions. Impartiality. The trustee must act impartially in administering the trust, balancing the interests of all beneficiaries. Availability and willingness. The selected trustee must be willing and able to commit the time and effort required to manage the trust effectively. Successor trustees. The trust document should also provide for the appointment of successor trustees in the event the original trustee can no longer serve. 3. Funding the trust. For a trust to become operational, it must be funded, meaning assets must be transferred into the trust's name. The funding process varies depending on the type of assets involved.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tangible personal property. Items like jewelry, art, and other personal belongings can be transferred into the trust through an assignment document that explicitly conveys ownership to the trust. Real estate. Real property is transferred to the trust by executing and recording a deed that conveys the property from the trustor to the trust. Financial accounts. Bank and investment accounts are typically retitled in the name of the trust, requiring coordination with the financial institutions holding the accounts. Business interests. Interests in businesses, such as shares in closely held corporations or interests in partnerships and LLCs, can be transferred into the trust through assignment documents. Funding the trust is a fundamental step that requires careful attention to ensure that all intended assets are properly transferred into the trust, as the trust can only control and manage assets that have been formally placed under its name. This step often involves collaboration with financial advisors and legal professionals to complete the necessary documentation and comply with relevant laws and regulations. The creation and funding of a trust are intricate processes that involve drafting a detailed trust document, selecting a competent and trustworthy trustee, and properly transferring assets into the trust. Each step requires careful consideration and planning to ensure the trust functions as intended, safeguarding the trustor's assets and providing for the beneficiaries according to the trustor's wishes. A thorough understanding of these processes is essential for legal practitioners and is a critical component of preparing for the bar exam in the area of trusts and estates. C. Roles and responsibilities of trustees. For individuals preparing for the bar exam, understanding the roles and responsibilities of trustees is crucial. Trustees occupy a position of great trust and responsibility, tasked with managing trust assets for the benefit of the beneficiaries. This section delves into the key duties of trustees, including the duty of loyalty, duty of care, duty to inform, and duty to account, providing a comprehensive overview essential for a thorough grasp of trust administration. Duty of loyalty. The duty of loyalty is foundational to the role of the trustee. This duty mandates that trustees act solely in the best interests of the beneficiaries, setting aside their own interests. The duty of loyalty prohibits trustees from engaging in transactions that could result in a conflict of interest, whether actual or potential. Trustees must avoid situations where their personal interests could interfere with their fiduciary responsibilities. For example, a trustee cannot buy assets from the trust or sell their own assets to the trust without express permission, detailed in the trust document or granted by the court. This duty also includes the obligation to treat all beneficiaries fairly and impartially, especially in trusts with multiple beneficiaries who may have differing interests. Duty of care. The duty of care requires trustees to manage and invest trust assets with the same diligence, care, and prudence that a reasonable person would exhibit in managing their own assets. This includes making decisions based on adequate information and with due consideration of the trust's objectives, terms, and the interests of the beneficiaries. Trustees must balance the need for asset preservation with the requirement to generate reasonable returns, which often involves diversifying investments to mitigate risk. The duty of care also encompasses maintaining comprehensive records of all transactions, monitoring the performance of investments, and adjusting strategies as necessary to reflect changes in economic conditions or the beneficiary's needs. Duty to inform. Trustees have an obligation to keep beneficiaries reasonably informed about the trust's administration and any significant actions or developments that could affect their interests. This duty entails providing beneficiaries with timely and accurate information regarding the trust's assets, liabilities, and overall performance. Trustees must notify beneficiaries of their acceptance of the trusteeship, any changes in the trust's terms, and upon the occurrence of specific events as stipulated in the trust document. This duty facilitates transparency and enables beneficiaries to protect their interests effectively. Duty to account. Closely related to the duty to inform, the duty to account requires trustees to provide a detailed and accurate accounting of the trust's assets, liabilities, receipts, and disbursements. This accounting must be made available to beneficiaries at regular intervals and upon reasonable request. The accounting should include information about the trust's income, expenses, distributions made to beneficiaries, and the asset's current value. This enables beneficiaries to monitor the trustee's management of the trust assets and to ensure that the trustee is fulfilling their fiduciary duties properly. The roles and responsibilities of trustees are governed by a complex interplay of fiduciary duties designed to ensure that they act in the best interests of the beneficiaries and in accordance with the terms of the trust document. The duties of loyalty, care, to inform, and to account are central to the trustee's role, each carrying specific requirements and obligations. A deep understanding of these duties is essential for trustees to effectively administer trusts and for legal practitioners advising trustees or beneficiaries. Mastery of these concepts is not only crucial for passing the bar exam, but also for the successful practice of law in the area of trusts and estates. D. Rights of beneficiaries. Understanding the rights of beneficiaries within the context of trusts is crucial for those preparing for the bar exam. Beneficiaries are the individuals or entities for whom the trust is managed, and their rights are essential in ensuring that the trust operates as intended, benefiting them in accordance with the trust document. This detailed examination explores the core rights of beneficiaries: the right to information, right to distributions, and the right to challenge trustees. Right to information. Beneficiaries possess a fundamental right to be informed about the trust's existence, the terms of the trust, their rights under the trust, and how the trust assets are being managed. This right encompasses several specific entitlements. Notification of trust existence. Beneficiaries must be informed that they have a beneficial interest in a trust, including the trust's main terms and conditions. Access to trust documents. Beneficiaries are entitled to inspect or obtain copies of the trust document and any amendments, as these documents outline the terms under which the trust operates and the beneficiary's rights. Updates on trust administration. This includes regular updates on the trust's assets, liabilities, and overall financial status. The frequency and depth of these updates can vary based on the trust's terms or jurisdictional requirements, but generally aim to ensure transparency in the trust's management. Right to distributions. Beneficiaries have the right to receive distributions from the trust in accordance with the specifications laid out in the trust document. This right is subject to several nuances. Specificity of distributions. The trust document may specify the timing, amount, and conditions under which distributions are made, whether they be discretionary, mandatory, or subject to specific conditions that must be met. Discretionary trusts. In cases where distributions are at the discretion of the trustee, beneficiaries have the right to a reasonable exercise of that discretion, consistent with the trust's purpose and the beneficiary's interests. Protection from creditors. Trust distributions are generally protected from beneficiaries' creditors until actually distributed, but this can vary based on the type of trust and the laws of the jurisdiction. Right to challenge trustees. Beneficiaries hold the power to challenge trustees' actions if they believe those actions are not in their best interests or are in violation of the trust document. This right is critical for accountability. Breach of fiduciary duty. Beneficiaries can seek legal recourse if they believe the trustee has violated their fiduciary duties, such as failing to act with the required care, impartiality, or loyalty. Inadequate performance. This includes situations where the trustee's investment strategies or asset management practices are deemed imprudent or harmful to the trust's value and the beneficiary's interests. Removal of trustees. In severe cases, beneficiaries can petition for the removal of a trustee who is found to be acting contrary to the trust's terms or the beneficiary's best interests, replacing them with a successor trustee who can better fulfill the role. The rights of beneficiaries to information, to distributions, and to challenge the trustees are pivotal in the administration of trusts, serving as mechanisms to ensure that the trust operates transparently and in the best interests of those it is meant to benefit. A thorough understanding of these rights is essential for navigating the complexities of trust law, both for beneficiaries seeking to assert their rights and for trustees aiming to fulfill their duties responsibly. Mastery of these concepts is vital for passing the bar exam and for the competent practice of law in the field of trusts and estates. E. Modification and termination of trusts. The modification and termination of trusts are governed by specific legal principles that vary depending on the type of trust and its governing document. For bar exam candidates, understanding these principles is critical, as they underpin a significant area of trust law. This detailed explanation covers the mechanisms for changing or ending both revocable and irrevocable trusts, and the conditions under which termination of a trust may occur. Revocable trusts, flexibility in modification and termination. Revocable trusts, also known as living trusts, provide the trustor or settlor with the flexibility to alter the trust terms or dissolve it entirely during their lifetime. This flexibility is a key feature of revocable trusts and is particularly useful for addressing changes in the trustor's circumstances or objectives. Modification. The trustor retains the right to modify any aspect of the trust, including changing the trustees, beneficiaries, or terms of asset distribution. This process typically requires a formal amendment to the trust document, executed with the same formalities as the original trust. Termination. The trustor can terminate the trust, resulting in the distribution of the trust assets to the beneficiaries according to the terms specified in the trust document, or, if the trust is fully revoked, returning the assets to the trustor. Irrevocable trusts. Limited modification and termination. Irrevocable trusts are more rigid in nature, designed to be unalterable after their creation to achieve certain benefits, such as asset protection and tax advantages. However, under specific circumstances, modifications or terminations are possible. Modification with beneficiary consent. Most jurisdictions allow for the modification of irrevocable trusts if all beneficiaries consent. This unanimous consent approach acknowledges that if all parties agree, changes to the trust can be made to better serve its purposes or the beneficiary's interests. Judicial modification or termination. Courts can also intervene to modify or terminate an irrevocable trust. Judicial modification might be pursued when the trust's terms have become impracticable, impossible to achieve, or would defeat the trust's purpose. Courts may also terminate a trust if its purpose has been fulfilled or cannot be achieved, or if the trust's continuation is not economically feasible. Statutory provisions for modification and termination. Some jurisdictions have statutes, such as the Uniform Trust Code, UTC, providing mechanisms for modifying or terminating trusts even without beneficiary consent, under conditions such as unanticipated circumstances or changes in the law that would justify an amendment to fulfill the trust's original intent. Conditions for termination. Trusts can be terminated not only by the actions of the trustor or beneficiaries, but also when certain conditions inherent to the trust's purpose or operation are met. Purpose achieved. A trust is often created with a specific purpose. Once that purpose is fully realized, the trust may naturally terminate and its assets distributed according to its terms. Impracticability or waste. If the trust's administration becomes impracticable or wasteful, for example, if the trust's assets have diminished to the point where the cost of administration would deplete the trust, termination may be considered to preserve the remaining assets for the beneficiaries. By terms of the trust, trust documents sometimes include specific provisions outlining circumstances under which the trust should terminate. These could be tied to particular dates, events, or the occurrence of certain conditions. Understanding the mechanisms for the modification and termination of trusts is essential for legal practitioners in the field of estate planning and for those preparing for the bar exam. Whether dealing with a revocable or irrevocable trust, the ability to adapt the trust to changing circumstances or conclude its existence when its purposes are fulfilled or cannot be realized is a crucial aspect of trust administration. Mastery of these concepts ensures a robust foundation in trust law, enabling effective counsel and trust management in practice. This section on trusts provides a foundational understanding of their types, creation, and the dynamics between trustees and beneficiaries, including how trusts can be modified or terminated. Each of these areas can be explored in further detail, offering a richer perspective on the strategic use of trusts in estate planning.